Welcome to Last Save Loaded, Season 3, Episode 35. Yes, good evening, good night, good morning, good day, good afternoon. When any time of the day you're listening to this beautiful podcast, and wherever you're listening to it, even on the toilet, we don't care. I am your host, Colomino Sheridan, and joining me this week, as usual, oh God, shit, it's like, you know, Bert and Ernie. It's Collie and Justin. I'm so perfect, Smith. Good evening, Justin. How are you this fine evening?
Good evening, Colm. I am once again winding you up by, even though I was here ready on time, I wasn't ready on time.
You were right so, on time, as the song goes.
But yes, telling the listeners if they're on the toilet, well, you know, they might be having a bunch of crap going in their ears, let alone coming out the other end.
Well, you know, flush them out. That's what I say. Flush it all out. Let it out, baby. In one ear and out the other. That's my life's motto. So, Justin, I believe we have an announcement to make. Well, you have an announcement to make because you've been running this baby for longer than I have. So go ahead, make the announcement, Justin.
It's not an announcement as such.
Well, it's in the announcement section, of the notes.
It was just a thing to pick up. But in order to do the question of the fortnight, I thought I'm not going to go and log on to my PC, which I normally would do, and I'll try and work out how to get I'll try and log out of the app for Twitter on my phone, and I'll log in under the Last Save Loaded account. But I'll tell you what, I spent 15 minutes trying to work out how to log out of that damn thing, and I couldn't see anywhere to log out on the app. So in the end, I tried navigating to twitter.com, because it may be called X these days, but it's still twitter.com. And it went, let me log in, and then suddenly it was like, oh yeah, we're just going to add that to the app. So I started getting all the notifications sent to my phone for both my personal and LSL. And
yes.
A bit weird for a while.
You can't add two profiles to the same app. You do know that, don't you? I used to do it when I was trusted with the Last Save Loaded password.
I mean, the password's still the same.
So you keep saying, Justin.
When I did sign in, bearing in mind it was the first time I signed in in a while that wasn't through TweetDeck, because that's now been removed unless you want to pay for Twitter, and it said, hey, it's 13 years since the Last Save Loaded Twitter account has been activated. So in honour of that memorable fact that neither of us were here for, I posted up saying, hey, looks like this little podcast has been running for years. When did you first listen to us? Hashtag my ex anniversary, as is their way of automatically completing that thing. So we'll have some listener responses to that when we get to the Twitter comments.
Thank you, Justin.
But yes, Last Save Loaded has been going for a long time, and we're still here stoking the fires and trying to get some steam going.
Oh, there's plenty of steam going there, Justin, isn't there? Trying to roil me up as usual, you mean. Anyway, let's not get into that roiling up type of scenario. So Justin, thank you for that. 13 years, unlucky for some, but not for us. Anyway, so Justin, what have you been up to?
Most recently, I have been helping Ruth clean her house. We've been trying to work on exiting. Her sale is going through as we speak. We're waiting for the final contract exchanges to be made and for a date of completion, but her buyer is messing her around. Even so, at the weekend we went over her house and we took a jigsaw to some of the cupboards and wardrobes so that we could cut them down to a size big enough to put in the car for a tip run on the weekend. Mm. I emptied the cupboards, well, one of the cupboards, of everything that was in there and gave it a scrub, give it a clean down.
Good lad.
And just trying to, you know, remind her that she is not alone in this experience. She doesn't have to do everything herself.
Yeah.
And I'm trying to actually be useful, which is a bit of a stretch for me, but it works.
Yeah.
So, been doing that. I had to go to the dentist a couple of weeks ago because I was eating a bit of chocolate that I'd got out of the fridge, and upon eating it, I thought, oh, something doesn't feel right. And yes, that's because the side of one of my molars has fallen off.
Oh.
And it's only because I had an antique filling in there that the filling basically held the inner side of my tooth there. I had no pain or anything. It's wasn't causing me agony. But after a few days, I messaged the dentist and I sort of said, yeah, I'm trying to book an appointment and it's not giving me any option. And several days later, they contacted me back. So I went in last week and got a temporary filling put in because she said that I have to have an appointment with a consultant in the new year because the tooth is, because there's half of it left, they've got limited options. They might want to put a crown in there, but whatever happens, the root is, exposure is close to where they would need to work, so I've got to have a consultant with a specialist. You know, because they might have to do some work on the root, which most people don't appreciate.
Yes.
So that's a fun time waiting to happen.
Well, hopefully after Christmas, maybe.
Yes, in the new year, I've got the consultant appointment. That'll be free, and then whatever happens afterwards, I guess we'll see. Yesterday, we had Ruth's brother and his kids over for another family game of Hero Quest. And last time we had this, Ruth's daughter was rolling all the dice and moving all the people for the dungeon side of it, and I was reading all the text. And Ruth, her brother, and his kids were the heroes.
Yeah.
On that occasion, Ruth's daughter managed to successfully defeat everyone and win, killing all the heroes.
Nice.
So this was a fresh go. They were starting again. Same mission. They already knew where to go. Halfway through, her nephew, who was playing as the wizard, decided for some strange reason not to use one of his spells, you know, in case he needed it for a time later in the game to kill a goblin, and instead would poke it with his dagger and try and kill it with rolling one dice. He failed. He was promptly killed. So he decided, okay, well, I'll go and sit with the cat then in the next room.
Yeah, as you do.
As a result, Ruth's daughter got very distracted because someone was paying the cat attention and it wasn't her, so she also kept getting up and down, going backwards and forwards, to the point where I said, look, either you're playing or you're not. I don't mind, just make a decision. Sit at the table or don't come back in. And she eventually went, I'm going to go and play with the cat. So I took over and through some very fluky dodge rolls, rolling a shield when I needed to roll a shield, I managed to kill them all off. It came down to just me and Ruth. I had 1 point of health left. She attacked. She did not get that point of damage through. I attacked, I killed her. And it was one of those moments where I really didn't deserve to still be alive.
Yeah.
But I'd done the equivalent of rolling a six on a dice. When I needed two sixes, I rolled two sixes. Next person, I rolled two sixes. Next person, I rolled two sixes. So, yeah, I rolled incredibly well. Mm. And it seemed that it should have gone their way, but it didn't. So they're going to have to come over again and we'll have a third go at it. But at the end, Ruth's brother was like, I really would like to actually, you know, get on to some of the rest of the campaign. And then what else did we do? Oh, yeah, so I went to Swindon at the month end, mainly because I wanted to play in a Blood Bowl tournament.
Yes.
Winter themed. Mm. And it turns out, Colin, I'm sometimes a bit stupid, aren't I?
No comment, Justin.
Because I was loading up the car on Wednesday with my washing and my PC for work and stuff. And while I'm loading the car, Ruth says to me, "You got your Blood Bowl stuff, haven't you?" And I went, "Yeah, it's all in the car. It's always in the car." Yeah, well, it wasn't in the car, was it, Colin? It was under one of the work surfaces in the dining room. Because I'd taken it into the house after going to the shop with Ruth's daughter to play. So I drove to Swindon for a tournament and realised the day after I got there, still a day to go for the tournament, I don't have any Blood Bowl stuff with me here whatsoever. I had to call someone who lived local and go, "You've been playing for a long time. Any chance you've got an elf team I can use?" And then I had to also contact the organiser and go, "Any chance you've got some dice I can use?" So the end result was I was loaned both and I managed to play the game. But there was supposedly, you know, there was a lot of storms happening, so yeah. It was a bit of bit of foggy when I left driving out of Ipswich, but once I got on the main road, it was fine. Coming home, it was a bit patchy, but I came home on the Saturday night, and yeah, there we are. Played my second game in my current league, and on the Sunday morning, and got beaten quite badly, so that was fun. But hopefully, I'll still make it out of the group.
Oh, good.
And that's pretty much it. What about you, Colin? What have you been getting on with?
Well, I've been doing my work experience as a classroom assistant, not a lecturer's assistant. I've been putting in my place. It's a classroom assistant.
For what age? As in adults or...
Adults, yeah.
Young adults?
Young adults, yes. And me. So... Yeah, I've been enjoying that. I made two presentations on how to sign up to LinkedIn and how to fill in your profile, etc. That was good. First bit of feedback I got was I wasn't loud enough, which is probably the first time I've ever been told that in my life. But anyway, I took that on board and I wasn't interacting enough with the class. So I took that on board too. And the next one was stupendous. Was the feedback I got. So much so that the lecturer decided to put up on his whiteboard, hashtag stupendous. So I told him that was probably going to backfire on him, that all the classmates would think that you were talking about yourself. But no, they didn't. They all thought he was talking about me, because when I went in the next day, they went, "Hey, stupendous." Anyway, so yeah, so there you go. I took my programming test too, which I think I did better than I did in the maths exam. Well, I stayed for longer. So, yeah, I wasn't too pushed either, because I've already passed that exam. So, yeah, I kind of like programming. I'd say if I was 40 years younger, I'd probably enjoy programming. But anyway.
What programming language? Because I understand there's C++.
Yeah, we were doing JavaScript. So, yeah.
Is Java the one that doesn't work with Apple stuff, isn't it?
Yes, I think so.
I don't know.
No, Flash... Well, there's no Flash anymore, is there?
No, okay, so yeah, Flash
doesn't work anymore, so... Yeah, so... Yeah, I quite enjoyed that. So then, you know me, Justin, you know, oh, look over there, fickle-minded. So I decided I'd take up a new hobby on top of all the other hobbies I've taken up and try some sketching. So I'm learning sketching off the internet. So I'm getting lots of positive feedback from Sandra. So yes, someday you might find a sketch of yourself and your family in the post.
I was just thinking you were going to follow that up with on a dartboard with darts thrown at it.
Never, Justin, not to you. You're my friend. So, yeah, so there you go, Justin. I've been keeping myself busy. Poor Alessandra hasn't been well last week, so I was doing nursing as best I could, of course. I'm not a natural nurse, obviously. And then, while Sada was in bed, I managed to watch two movies for three consecutive days.
Wow.
Yeah. The only trouble was some of them are really shit movies. But anyway, I watched them either way. So on the next episode, we'll get to find out what I watched. So there you go, Justin. Busy little beaver.
Yeah.
So, let's move on.
Well, Colin.
Yes?
Let me ask you.
Yes?
Because a couple of weeks ago, people said that when we were doing a little quiz, it was some of the funniest stuff we'd done in a long time. Hmm. I don't have a quiz for you as such, but I did allude to the fact that I might bring back a higher-lower game. Based off of Metacritic,
ooh,
I have 10 games.
Okay.
I started going A to Z and I stopped at J because otherwise we wouldn't be starting the recording until 8 o'clock. But I've got 10. What I'd like to do is I'm going to start you off at, I don't know, 85%, right? That's your starter.
Okay.
So I'm going to go through the list and I'm going to tell you the title of the name. These are all Xbox 360 games.
Ooh, okay.
I'm going to give you the title of the game and I want you to tell me if it's higher or lower. So,
ooh, very good.
Starting at 85%. And I did have to change one of them because there was a tie at one point. I was like, no, okay. I need to make sure they are definitely
different. So there'll be none the same, okay?
There are none the same. Okay. You get nothing for a pair in this game. So, 85% is your starter. Your first game to consider is Alan Wake. Yeah, topical, Alan Wake 2 being, you know,
yeah,
being
yeah.
That at the Game Awards and yeah. Stuff.
Alan Wake, it was a positive review, but I'd say it's lower than 85.
You're saying lower?
I'm saying lower, Justin.
You are right to go.
Get in.
It's 83%.
Ooh, okay. That's good start,
Okay. Right. We're going to go for an indie game now.
Oh, feck.
Quite a popular one. You have heard of the game. These are all, like, fairly mainstream games.
Okay.
But it was an indie title. Bastion.
Oh, no, that's well thought of game, that is.
It's well thought of, but does that mean it's well reviewed? So if you were to type this into Bastion, type Bastion in on Metacritic for the Xbox 360, would it be higher or lower than 83%?
I have a feeling it's around 79 or 80%. I don't know why, but I'm going to go lower, Justin.
Going lower?
Yes.
You are wrong.
Oh!
It is 86%.
Oh, feck, that hurts. Oh, feck. Oh, okay.
Well, talking about another game that, or at least franchise, that has done well in years, we're going to Crackdown.
One?
Crackdown 1 on the 360.
Definitely lower.
It is lower, but not by much. It's 83%.
Oh, Okay, yeah, good, good. That's two out of one, three.
Two out of one?
Okay, that's not bad. Yeah, okay. Oh, dear. Okay, that's okay. Good.
Right. So, for your next one, it's another game that has recently released a title in its series. We're going for the original here.
Dead Space.
Dead Island.
Ooh. The first one, yeah.
Dead Island, the game, yes.
Now, I like Dead Island, but I don't think it really scored that high in the review stage. I would think maybe 81%. So I'm going lower, Justin.
Okay, you're saying 81%.
I don't have to guess the fucking percentage.
One of those numbers is correct.
Well, it's not 18%, is it?
No, because it's either the 8 or the 1.
Okay, I'm going lower, Justin. I'm sticking with the lower.
It's 71%.
Get in. Yes, baby. Okay, that's good. Three out of four.
three out of two. We know you how you like to tell us 3 out of 2 are bad.
Yeah.
Okay, going on to your option for E is, and it was featured on this hit podcast probably 12, 13 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
Enslaved: Odyssey to the West.
Now, that was a good game. I reckon that's around 75%. We're under 71% now, aren't we?
Yeah, that, 71%, the bar is quite low.
That was well reviewed, that game. A lot of people liked it. I would say it's in...
Until the bizarre ending where Andy Serkis is like, hi!
I'm going to go higher than 71%.
It is higher. It's 82%.
Get in! I'm not doing too bad with this one.
So we've got another franchise that has several entries. And this is the second entry. We're going with Fable 2.
Oh, very popular game. Lots of people liked Fable 2. Not so much.
But did the reviewers like it?
Not so much 3. I'm going to go with Fable 2. I think it might be around the 81%. What are we on here?
You're on 82 for Odyssey to the West, Enslaved.
Okay. I think I'm going to throw my hat at it and go with higher.
You're right to go.
Yes! Get in!
Do you want to stab at how much higher?
I would say 84%.
It's 89.
Ooh.
89%.
That could possibly be the highest rated Xbox game. Okay.
So, another franchise that's had 5, 6, maybe more games in its lifetime. But on this particular question, this is the original Xbox 360 game of Gears of War.
Yeah. The first game, I would say, is probably the highest rated Xbox 360 game of all time, and I reckon that's around 91%, so I'm going higher.
It is higher.
Yo, get in, boy.
And I don't know whether it is the highest ranked Xbox 360 game of all time, but it is higher than 91. It's 94%.
Yes. Okay. Now, just are there two ways this is going to go? You're going to pull a doozy on me and go higher again, or you're just going to go really down low? We'll see.
Well, we're gonna go for a fighting game now.
Was that a clue for me? I don't think it's the highest rated Xbox game ever. So was that a clue? Just am I talking to myself again?
Actually, I just realised I was about to skip one. So no, we're not going for a fighting game. That'll be in a minute. No, for now, it's another game that's had multiple games in its lifetime. It's had 3 very popular games of late. This game, I remember, we gave away on the podcast little figurines from.
He's got a bald head.
He's got a bald head? Yes, it's Hitman Absolution.
Oh, now that was a good one to pick, Justin. Because I know that's the weakest Hitman game in the franchise. I know it is. Because I know there's a lot. I liked it. I mean, that's the only Hitman game I've ever finished, actually. I enjoyed it. But I'm going to guess that's around the early 70s, maybe lower.
It is lower, but yeah. It's not the early 70s. It's the late 70s.
Oh.
It's with a rating of 79. Yeah, like you, it's the only Hitman game I've finished because I played it when it came to PS3.
Yeah.
And although I've tried Hitman 1 on the PS4, it was too much like hard work for me.
Yeah.
Okay. Now we're going to go to the fighting game. And people are getting a bit burnt out with superheroes, so let's talk about some superheroes. Let's talk about pushing fists into faces and defeating all those wonderful people at DC with Injustice Gods Among Us. Now, 79% is where the bar is currently set. Are we going higher or lower? Remember, this is using the same engine as Mortal Kombat something or other.
Now, and you said we can't have, like, can we have the same, like, percentage-wise? Can we have...
No, there's no ties on the percentage.
And Injustice was a popular game. Now, there was a lot of people didn't like it, and there was a lot of people did like it. And we're on 79%.
Yes.
I reckon that's a bit lower. I'm going lower.
You were wrong.
Ooh, bastard. Sorry.
It's very close. It was 81%.
Oh, 81. Okay, good, good. Okay. I had to take a chance with that one.
Now, up to Jay. This is going to be the last one for today. I will make sure that I have K through to T done in the next one.
Nice.
Do you know how I remember how I know that the 20th letter of the alphabet is T?
Why?
Because I drink a lot of tea.
Exactly.
And when I was, 10, 11, I would ask my parents to make me a cup of 20th letter of the alphabet.
Of course I was
a prat at school.
That is exactly what I would envisage you doing.
Well, it's the same as going, golf ball, what'd you put it on? And my dad would deliberately go, the floor. Yes. So, for Jay, we currently are on 81% with Injustice Gods Among Us. We're going to go for a game that I know you, Colm, have spent a lot of time playing.
Oh, yeah.
I don't think would ever consider this franchise one of your favourites, but you've spent a lot of time when I was going, it's a rubbish game, Colm, and you're going, no, I'm still playing it.
Just Dance?
Just something else.
I know, Just Cause, yeah. But which one, Justin?
Just Cause. The first one.
Oh. And we're on 81.
We're on 81. And you've got to think that if the game is bad, it still has to sell enough copies to justify the 2, 3, 4 and 5 that they made.
Yeah. You see, I think of all the... I think Just Cause 3 is the most popular.
That's the... I think I finished 2 and 3.
I think 3 is better. 4 was just a bore fest. I don't think I finished that one. I finished 2 and I definitely finished 3. Because the 3 is the one where you're on top of an atomic bomb or something. I don't know, anyway. And I think I finished that in the PS3, actually. I reckon Just Cause 1 would be slightly lower because people didn't really... Because 1 is just... If you play 1 now, it's just a janky mess. I reckon we haven't covered 83. I don't think it's that popular. I reckon it's 80%, so I'm going lower.
It is not 80%.
Yeah? It's lower?
It is quite a bit lower.
Yes!
It is 73%.
Get in! Yes, that wasn't too bad now. How many wrong ones? I got two wrong or three wrong, Max, was it?
I don't know, but you can count up when you do this.
I will.
But there we go. That was Video Game Higher Lower from the Xbox 360.
Excellent.
Maybe when I do the next one, I'll pick a different platform. And I'm not doing what's the buy it now price on eBay.
No, that's
although that was fun when we did.
Well, yeah. What I'll do for you is I'll do a PS3 one, and then we can sort that out. Yeah, excellent. Thank you, Justin.
I've made every effort there to give you names of franchises that I was fairly sure you'd actually know existed.
Yes, thank you.
I could have gone Geometry Wars instead of Gears of War, I figured even that would still be selling quite well and have a decent score.
Yes, that would have been. Yes, Geometry Wars was very popular, all right. I just thought you would have went for some Japanese JRPG, but then there wasn't too many on the Xbox. There was that many. Probably. Anyway, but I should, throw in a few gems in my PS3 one for sure. Thank you, Justin. That was
fair enough. Very Thank you nice. Very much.
I enjoyed that only because I was good at it. Anyway, so Justin, what was your last save loaded in the chronological order?
My last save loaded in the chronological order was Baldur's Gate 3. And yes, currently Game of the Year for a lot of people, including the Game Awards.
Yeah.
Ruth and I have just gone into Act 2 officially. We got the trophy for moving on from Act 1. So the first thing we did was pick a fight and nearly die.
How many acts are in this?
3, I believe.
Oh, right. Okay.
But the funny thing was, we picked this fight. An encounter happens and we were escorting someone through an area and a party of outlaws jump you, and you have the option of attacking the outlaws or siding with the outlaws and attacking the people you're escorting. And we decided we don't like the people we're escorting, so we're going to attack them as well. And they were throwing fireballs around. We're like, two of our characters are getting killed left, right, and we'd wake them back up, they get killed again, and we just barely survive. And then ding, 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 suddenly they all level up because we've been murdering so many people. We're probably a level higher than where we should be. So it's still good fun, and I've said to Ruth, when we finish playing the game, we'll play through on my save on the other PlayStation, and we'll try and do things differently. So where we went left on one, we might go right on the other, and see what happens. See if we can get a different game out of it.
Yeah.
Prior to that, I downloaded a game which Ruth was sighing when I downloaded it, because she knew how much this took over her life. I've downloaded Power Wash Simulator, Colin.
Yeah.
And after I did the first mission where there's a trophy for clean the van just using one specific nozzle, yep, did that, 20 minutes, thank you very much. She then started saying, it might be a game, because it's got multiplayer, it might be a game for us to play with Colm, so maybe don't play much more. Just wait till we can get Colm to play with us.
She did mention that you would be wanting to play Percy.
So I've not played anymore, because, pending playing with Colm.
Okay.
You feel free to explain to Ruth if you are interested or not.
Yeah, I will.
He's not committing an answer here live on the show. Prior to that, I haven't played it, but Ruth had encouraged me to download Deliver Us the Moon. So whilst that was downloading, I started my game of Death's Door.
Oh, yes. This would be your type of game, no?
Yeah, so Ruth was saying this is going to go one of two ways. Either you're going to struggle like I did, or it's just instantly going to click and you're just going to play the game and go, oh, it's not really that hard. And I don't know if it's clicked and it's not really that hard, but I'm certainly grinding. And I finished the first area going into the urn woman's house.
Yeah.
Where you got the man with the crock pot for a head. But I keep just going around, spawning, walking through the map, killing everything on my way, because I'm going for the stupid trophy of only use the umbrella for your melee weapon, and the umbrella does half damage. So bearing in mind I've only done the first like little area of the map, or I guess arguably the second, I've currently 4 out of 5 unlocked on additional strength. I've saved quite a few points and just put them all in strength. Just give me more damage. And it's making it a lot easier to kill things, I tell you. And yeah, there we go.
So you're not ever going to go back to Kinect Tank then, no?
Well, Kinect Tank is no longer available.
Because I'm just checking on your trophy list, and you have 89%.
Oh, I can tell you, I'm two trophies off it, and one of those, wow, I should have, because one of them I was putting off is play a game in multiplayer, which we did.
Yeah.
But when I was reading online, people are saying like, oh, it takes 3 missions before it pops.
Oh, right. So
I wasn't too worried, but there's one, the one that I read, the big grind, which is own 80% of all of the items.
Yeah.
And there's so many times, like, you buy one and your percentage just doesn't increase. So either it's selling you stuff you've already bought, or it's just glitched. I don't know, but that's the one that is just a straight-up grind.
Yeah.
And I worked out a way to farm money on it. But you have to get the right combination of things to spawn.
Right.
And there was one where I was just doing the same mission, and for sort of 15 minutes just going, just give me more money, and deliberately not winning the level. Because you could do a thing where, with a certain tank, if you spawn scrap ammo, you got paid a coin for it, and every time you spawn scrap ammo, it caused an explosion in your tank to defeat the shots that are coming at you.
Yeah.
So you could just permanently do it without taking damage, and not actually, if you set your conveyor belt into your gun barrel the wrong way around, your ammo never gets there, so you never take a shot, but you're just defeating all the incoming damage. And so getting paid to do it. So after about 15 minutes, I was like, okay, I better get a bit bored of this now. But yeah, I played it right up to the night where it came off plus, and then I went, I'm not paying £15 for it.
No.
Or whatever it is these days. But I told you when it had come off plus, and I was like, I didn't finish it in time. So I have finished the game. I finished the story mode like 3 times. But I didn't put it up on my list of tweets of games completed, because I was obviously going for the platinum. And then I would have said, yeah, it's fully finished. So I could just, you know, take a photo of one of the trophies and go, there you go, story mode complete, but I'm just not going to claim it. Which is annoying, because I spent quite a few hours on that. And then I have recently completed another game that I said I was starting it, and then I noticed it was going, this offer is only available on PS Plus until the 19th of December. In other words, we're going to remove this game from Plus as well. That game being Middle-earth Shadow of Mordor.
Was that not a PS Plus game at one stage?
Shadow of War.
Oh, was a PS, yes, Plus game. That was the later one, wasn't it?
Yes. Yeah. So I figured whilst the first one was on Plus, I would play it. And I would find out what it's about. And have you played either of these?
I played the first one.
Yeah, so you played this one then.
Yeah.
And it's Assassin's Creed and Lord of the Rings,
yeah,
isn't it?
Yeah, basically, yeah.
Especially when some of the targets you can get, it will say, like, they're susceptible to being killed by stealth stab. And you just go, oh, okay, I'll wait for them to walk past this wall. I'll jump off the wall. Instant assassination. Done. Don't even need to fight him, no?
No. Yeah.
And it wasn't until you got into the second act that you start being able to lead your own orc army, and that's when things really picked up.
I didn't get that far.
Well, that's when it picked up.
I should have.
Yeah, you go into the second map and then you get that ability. And
yeah,
then,
okay.
Yeah. But it's another game like Assassin's Creed. I could quite easily have stuck time into Platinum, but it would have just been quite boring by that point. You know, I got too many games. I finished this one. Move on.
Right.
So that's what I've been playing. Colm, what have you been playing?
Well, quite recently, this morning actually, I was playing some Pokemon Sapphire on my 3DS.
Oh. That's a bit of an old game there, Colm.
Yeah. It is. But after I'd finished an even older game, which was Pokemon White, I think it's 2, finished after 80 hours of playing that game, I felt like I needed more Pokemon in my life. So I just started playing Pokemon Sapphire because I asked one of the lads in the college, who's slightly younger than me, what's a good Pokemon game to play? So he suggested Sapphire. So, yeah. Don't ask where I got it from, Justin. Anyway.
I was waiting for you to let us know. I see you're not going to.
No, I'm not going to. I have ways and means. Anyway, so I'm playing that at the moment, and yeah, it's just one of them games you can just grind the hell out of and catch your Pokemon and level them up, and it's a bit easier to level them up this time around. And also, if you have a badge called Enhance, I think it's Enhance, you also level up the other 5 Pokemon in your infantry. In your balls, no. In your infantry.
In your Pokeballs.
In your Pokeballs, yes. So they, you know, slightly level up as well. Or they get XP as well, so when you fight. So that's good. Because in the Pokemon White, I had that, but you can only attach it to one Pokemon enhanced. And what happened was, you can swap some of the Pokemon when you meet people in the villages. And of course, Dum Dum swapped the one with the enhanced trait. And yeah. I didn't have the enhanced trait after that in Pokemon White. So this one, it allows you just to attach to all the Pokemon in your inventory. So yeah, that's good. And then I was continuing my Dave the Diver. Now, this is the funny thing about how long to beat. I've never beaten a game within the time that it says how long to beat.
Right.
So, in How Long to Beat, Dave the Diver takes about 27 hours to complete the story and about 31 hours to finish everything. Well, okay. Dum Dum's on 40 hours in and he hasn't even got to the last chapter yet, so...
But Colm, they've just announced a collaboration with Dredge.
Yeah,
they?
I know. Yeah, that's going to be another time consuming. I'm on chapter 6. There's 7 chapters in it. But I'm just loving it. You don't have to do any of the side missions within a given time. If you miss one, they just come back around again another day. Like, there's one mission where if it's a stormy night, I have to go and kill this shark in the depths of underwater. So it's like, and he typical RPG, you can upgrade your cold suit, is it? What do you call them?
The wetsuit.
Wetsuit, that's the one. And you can update your tank, your air tank, and then you can update your crate, so you can hold more stuff in, and so forth. So I just like going diving and picking up stuff like fish. Then you get the fish, you catch the fish, then you have a fish farm where you store the fish in, and you get two of them and they reproduce, and then you can sell the fish on, or you can send them to the sushi restaurant which you help run by in the night time. So little Dave's
he's an overweight guy.
he's all there, as they say. So he doesn't look like the type.
He's got his own built-in flotation device.
Yes, but it's just a charming game, and I'm enjoying it. So, you know, it'll probably take me another 10 or 15 hours to finish the story, but who knows? I mean, if I was just going for the story all the time, I would probably have finished it by now, but I like to explore the depths.
You did really enjoy Abzu, which I was like, oh, this is not much better than Journey, is it?
Yeah, but
Journey was push up. This is, I've actually got to move left and right.
Yeah, I didn't spend 40 hours on Abzu or Journey, for that matter. So, yeah, and then I played some Shredder's Revenge with Root when Justin was away.
Yeah, I did ask if you would play a game with her and keep her company. And
yeah, so we had fun time doing that. I think we got through about 6 chapters. I think there's only 13 in the whole lot. So we were hoping to get back around to that at some stage and finish that one.
Well, I've still got it installed on my PlayStation as well, so can play that together.
Excellent.
If you'll have me.
Yeah, of course, Justin. I've finished 30 games this year, which is, you know, I have a spreadsheet of all the since 2017, and I think the most I've finished in 1 year is 33. So, yeah, who knows? I may get 31.
If you want to rack that up, I mean, I can buy you things like Lady in a Leotard with a Gun, and you can try and get a platinum in an hour.
I still have...
Oh, Colm, you can play My Friend Peppa Pig. That'll get you a platinum in an hour and a half.
I finished that on Xbox already, so maybe...
But it still counts if you play it again.
I may do that, Justin. I still have extra until February, so yeah, we'll see. But in fairness, I've played Red Dead 2, Red Dead Redemption 1 as well. I'm playing that as well, but not really playing it now as much. So Dave the Diver and Pokemon are taking up most of my time, which I'm enjoying immensely. And yeah, there you go, Justin. Thank you very much. I only had 2 there and I went, oh no, I've been playing more than that. So I had to think about it. But yeah, I really enjoyed Pokemon White, and that was 70 hours. I'm assuming that Pokemon Sapphire won't take as long. I've already got 2 badges on them and about 8 hours in. So I have 6 more badges to get. So maybe. Anyway, now Twitter comments, Justin. Would you like to go ahead and read that? Because you've had as many replies to your Twitter comment as I've had to my question of the week.
Just before I do, I've also just remembered I did play a little bit of Mario Wonder on my own.
Do you like that?
I'm just putting a bit of time in here and there. I unlocked the secret world up in the clouds.
All right.
It's hard.
Okay.
So I was like, no, I don't want to play the secret world. Going to go back to the normal world. Maybe I'll come back later.
Okay.
Yes, so I, as I mentioned earlier, looks like I put out, it looks like this little podcast has been running for years. When did you first listen to us? Hashtag my ex-anniversary. Now, Trillion Penguin, PIHC, at Bouncy Cynic says, approximately 3¾ years ago, love heart.
Yeah.
And, you know, for anyone thinking that she's biased by this comment, she's only been with me for 3 years?
Be careful now.
She was listening to the show before we started talking. Yeah. And, you know, there's always a joke brought up if one of us tries to mention who stalked who, you know. Mm. But no, nobody stalked.
No, exactly.
Right. Dave at Yellowbug 1969 says, probably about 5 to 6 years ago, but I'm old and can't really remember that far back.
Like myself, Dave, I'd say it's been longer, but there you go.
And Alan, controller, skull, car, paw prints, at Stylistic Puppy, says, started when you did YOS 2 podcast. Well, thank you, Alan. That means that you started listening @/before Column joined, and you've been here for the entire run of Column.
Wow. Fair play to you. Thank you, Alan. He's a good lad.
So just after we've had finished recorded last episode, Tim Paulin, a.k.a. Captain Bacon, at Tim Paulin, replied to our question of the fortnight, which was... Justin and Colm are recording on Monday. We would like to know what has been the best movie or TV show that you have seen this year is, and are you planning to watch lots of festive films in the coming weeks? His response was Tulsa King and Mayor of Kingston on Paramount Plus. Stallone in Tulsa King and Jeremy Renner in Mayor are phenomenal. As in Mayor of Kingston.
Yeah.
So, Tulsa King, I'm aware of, that obviously has Sylvester Stallone. I believe he's like a former convict that's now back out on the streets, and that's the plot of the movie, plot of the series. I have not heard of Mayor of Kingston, and I don't have Paramount Plus because I think have it enough. Should be free. I'm angry that they stole Star Trek Lower Decks off Amazon and put it on there.
Hmm. Cool. How many subscription services do you have, Justin?
Well, I have Disney Plus and Ruth has Amazon Prime.
Nice.
Yes. So, Colm, would you like to read the question of the fortnight as you put this one out?
I did. I put this one out for a change. I never usually put it out, but there you go. Anyway, Colm and Justin are recording on Monday. We'd like to know, what games are you looking forward to in 2024? So, Dave at Yellowbug 1969. I've not got anything game-related on my radar for 2024. I think the devs of Legend Bowl are doing a college football-based game using the same engine, so if that comes to console next year, I'll be pretty happy.
I hope it does for you, Dave, as I know you have enjoyed your Legend Bowl.
He does.
Paul W. at just_wandering_ says, it has to be Dragon Dogma 2 and the next part of the Final Fantasy remake. But no doubt many others too.
Hmm.
So that'll be Final Fantasy VII Rebirth.
Nice. Has that got a release date?
February, I think.
Oh, cool. Tridian, Penguin in Human Clothing, at Bouncy Cynic. The new Atlas game, Atelius, is it?
Atlas.
Atlas game, Metaphor. Also Persona 3 Reloaded. Jesus, personal. Awesome. So what did you think of the GTA trailer? Have you looked at it?
So, I have.
We're not really GTA fans here, are we?
I have completed Liberty City Stories on the PSP.
Oh, okay. That's impressive.
I've completed 3 on the PS2.
Nice.
And I've completed 5.
Okay. The only one I've got close to completing is 4, and I'm on the last mission, but I've never played.
No, I got too bored with 4.
I liked 4, but yeah, the last mission is a pain. I should go back to it.
In hindsight, I mean, I own episodes from Liberty City. I really should play those because they're supposed to be better. As, you know, people raved about The Ballad of Gay Tony. The Lost and the Damned, not so much, but, yeah. I don't know. Too many other things.
Yeah. Thank you, Justin.
There's, I did watch one video where they basically showed a lot of, like meme social media articles over the years and how it's because it's effectively just, you know, a trailer, no game footage or anything. All these bits from the trailer have basically been almost copy and pasted from real world video clips and then just put in their engine.
Yeah.
So it kind of makes you wonder, have they actually done anything or just gone, oh, well, we've got to put something out, so we'll just steal other people's videos.
Yeah. I did predict that it would be 2025 between myself and Noel. He said, oh, the trailer's coming out next week. When do you think it'll be out? I said 2025. Because they don't rush things. They, you know, they're still making tons of money off GTA 5, so...
Yeah.
Yeah, they're in no rush, and you know they'll drop a few videos every 2 or 3 months just to show people, just to give them a quench their thirst.
But it is controversial in the fact of it looks like this is going to be the first game in the series with a female protagonist.
Yeah, well, it's fine with me. I know Justin likes to play as a female when he gets the chance.
Given the choice.
Given the choice, the chance.
They tend to have better options.
Yeah. Are you a female in Baldur's Gate?
No, actually. So in Ruth's gameplay, I am playing a dwarf, a ginger dwarf.
Okay.
And it's hilarious watching characters look down at this short guy who's just looking back at them with his big goofy grin. And on my save, I'm a half-orc that's, you know, quite hairy, and he's called Balzac. Yes, my character is a hairy Balzac.
Oh, never grow up, Justin. Awesome. Okay, anything else to add before I mention some podcasts?
No, just that this is going to be effectively our last show before Christmas. So for people that celebrate, thanks for listening and taking time out of your no doubt busy shopping schedule to panic and last minute buy things for everyone.
Yeah.
And stay tuned for New Year, New LSL. No, not at all.
Where we will be replaced by AI.
I don't think it'd be long before that's a thing.
I don't think so either. Judging by what I've read on the internet, which, you know, could be true, they're planning on mass producing robots by 2025.
Well, I'll tell you what you can do, Colin. You can go onto that ChatGPT or whatever it is, and you can... you know, get it to write a script for the next podcast.
I shall. Anyway, some podcast mentions. Hear Us Out, Game Burst, 60 Minutes With, which I actually did to listen to, Film Guff, Lapsed Gamer Radio, See a Podcast, and Pure Dead Gaming. Okay, so Justin, where can people find you?
They'll find me on twitter.com/... On Your Six. The podcast Twitter X handily thing is at Last Save Loaded. We have the email of lastsaveloaded@gmail.com. And yeah, say hi. And I will, if I can, you know, find time in my day to reply hello, I will say hello back. Well, probably won't say hello back. That would be a bit weird. Yeah. Might return the exchange of hello.
Exactly.
What about you, Colin? Where can people find you?
You can find me on X at MultiPlatman, and which I haven't been doing recently on twitch.tv/Sonom67. I just can't be arsed. In fact, I wasn't in college today, Justin. I haven't been in college since last Wednesday because our lecturer is off this week and last 2 days last week. So I'm only going in for my work experience tomorrow and on Wednesday. So, yeah, I don't care. Anyway, we'll finish that off.
Defiant column. Ending the year as a rebel.
Yeah. Anyway, say goodnight, Justin.
Good night, Justin. Hello.
Good evening.
Good evening to you, sir.
Right on time. Exactly. So, how was things, Justin?
Things were all right. Ruth's getting a bit frustrated with the move or the annoying questions, expectations that her buyer keeps putting to her.
Yeah.
Which is just causing, well, upset, really.
Is this her first time to move?
Ruth's?
Yeah.
I think it's her first time selling, yeah.
Well, everybody will tell you it's never easy, so just give her a punch in the head. Not Ruth, obviously.
No, I offered her to punch me and she said no.
All right, okay. Well, maybe the next time I'm over, if she's still going through, she can punch the head out of me. Please God, everything will be sorted soon.
That's the hope.
The hope, yes. Well, you see, she's only wasting her energy on something that's not in outside of her control. So, you know, just let it ride, baby.
On time.
Exactly.
that horse
full of 90s dance music. So, apart from the frustrating and annoying person buying Ruth's house, everything else, Rosie? I believe you got a certain postcard today.
Christmas card.
Christmas card, sorry. I didn't want to upset you by saying the word Christmas.
It won't upset me. I mean, that's what it is. Yes, that did arrive. Very grateful. Thank you very much.
It only arrived because I went down to the post office and asked him how much exactly it is to post to England rather than guessing.
Well, Ruth said...
And then
Ruth said, oh yeah, we'll just stick 2 second-class stamps on our 1-2 column. And I was like, that might not actually get there. She went, no. Well, it can't be any worse than all the video games that have been lost in the post over the years.
Let's roll it back there a minute, boy. There's not been that many video games got lost. Only the one Wreckfest, I believe, was the only video game that got lost. And I think there was one that you sent me that got lost, if I'm not mistaken. I can't remember.
Quite possibly.
Well, anyway, it's 2:35 to send a postage stamp to England now.
That's a lot of euros.
Euros, yeah. I thought you were going to say funny money.
No. I was going to say dollars.
Dollars. Smashing. So anything else before we get this show on the road?
No, I'm frantically typing because I'm trying to do you a higher lower.
Oh, you just last minute job, is it?
No, it's been a 15 minute job.
I thought you had that all sorted from 3-4 weeks ago or something.
Well, I didn't want to assume, but I thought you were doing it.
You said you'd do it. I have the DMs to prove it.
Okay. Calm down. Oh God, I can't even spell that name now.
Are we good?
Windows open.
Close the window.
No, I need to have the windows open in order to see what I'm doing. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
Why is your room steamy?
No. Application windows.
Oh, sorry. Yeah, I see Microsoft is stopping support for Windows 10 next year.
Well, just as well I bought myself a new laptop then.
There's talk of Windows 12 on the horizon.
Of course there is.
Anyway. It's always progress.
You're going to have some challenges on this.
Life's a challenge, Justin.
I'm going to do 10, I think.
10's good for me. This will be our last podcast of the year, Justin.
Well, this one
It's 2 weeks today is Christmas Day.
2 weeks, 3 weeks today is the new year. So, yeah, if this comes out on Monday the 18th, then the next one would come out on New Year, depending on when you want to have a break.
I'll be having a break at Christmas, buddy.
Of course.
Christmas Day, I ain't recording.
No, other days are available.
You're like a workhorse, Justin. You just keep working, flogging the dead horse. Suppose we could do one before. Yeah, I suppose. Anyway.
It'd be my edit,
We could have a New Year's Eve party.
Ooh.
On Skype. Anyway. Can I start this baby?
Just give me 2 minutes.
God damn it. I used to think you were a nice organised young man who lived in a nice organised house. But appears so I was wrong on both counts. It's organised chaos, I would say.
Well, I'm glad that you're clued up on this now. What should we have? That one do. And
I don't think you're going to have enough time for high and low because you've got a lot to talk about this week.
Oh no, you'll
you do, but
have me talking for that too much. Right, I'll stop making my list. I've got 10 for you.
10 for me, thank you, Justin. Yep. And I should do the next one then.
I'll make sure I put it in text.
Yes, please. Okay. Shall we clap?
Yes, I'm ready to clap.
3, 2, 1.